In Jackson, Mississippi, a federal jury late today convicted a reputed Klansman on kidnapping and conspiracy charges in connection with a murder case dating back to the civil rights era. James Ford Seal, who's now 71, had pleaded not guilty in the case involving the 1964 beating and drowning of two black teenagers. Seal was indicted in January, some 43 years after the killings. NPR's Allison Keyes has been covering the trial. She joins me now from Jackson, Mississippi. Allison, could you recap this trial for us? Who was killed?
Who was killed, Michelle, were 19-year-old teenagers Henry D. and Charles Moore, two African-Americans who, on May 2nd of 1964, were standing in front of an ice cream shop in southwest Mississippi looking for a ride. Prosecutors say that because D. had been to Chicago and had processed hair, alleged Klan members thought that he was a member of the Black Panther Party. So prosecutors allege that James Ford Seal and others kidnapped D. and Moore, accused him of storing guns in a black church, then weighted their bodies and killed them in the Mississippi River.
Family members have been watching and waiting for more than four decades for justice. What was their reaction?
Inside the courtroom, Dee's sister, Teresa Collins, dabbed tears from her eyes when the guilty verdicts were read. Outside of the courtroom, she told reporters, "Thank the Lord he got justice," and said that her brother's death had never left her mind. Charles Moore's brother, Thomas, told reporters his brother and Dee are walking around and rejoicing tonight, and he said he was glad to be able to say to both of them, "Rest in peace." He credits, by the way, a Canadian broadcasting company documentary that he worked on that aired recently that made what he called a victory possible.
And I hope every citizen of Mississippi, Franklin County, can rest tonight with the veil of shame off of their eye and say, "We'll come a long way, baby, but we've got a little way to go."
Moore had said the state of Mississippi had been branded because of the terrible things that had happened to African Americans here, but now because of this verdict, it feels like home to him. Prosecutors add that it shows the progress that this once segregationist state has made.
Allison, what happens now to James Ford Seal?
Seal will be sentenced on August 24th. He's been incarcerated for this since January. He remains so. He will be sentenced on August 24th. He faces up to life in prison. I should tell you that he had no reaction in the courtroom, by the way, when the verdict was read, although his wife angrily brushed past reporters on her way out and didn't say anything. But it was clear it was very disappointing to his family and the other family members of his that were in the courtroom.
Now, there are a number of other cases similar to this one that could be brought forward. What does this verdict mean for those cases?
Prosecutors say they hope that this means that some movement can happen on other cases. There's legislation that's pending on the Hill right now, what's being called the Emmett Till Bill, that will create a special prosecutor within the Department of Justice that will have the money and the power to round up witnesses in so-called cold cases like this. And Moore's brother, Thomas, said that he hopes this allows other families who had relatives who were killed during the civil rights era to come forward and get justice themselves.
Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Allison Keyes in Jackson, Mississippi, on the jury conviction today of reputed Klansman James Ford Seal. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.